Local and federal officials are trying to piece together exactly what happened last Tuesday evening when a natural gas leak led to an explosion just west of the Country Club Plaza. The explosion and resulting fire at JJ's restaurant killed one woman and injured more than a dozen people. As of late last week, five were still in the hospital. The victim is presumed to be 46-year-old Megan Kramer. She's a native of Springfield and a longtime resident of the Plaza area. She had been working at JJ's for only a few months, but had come from another Plaza restaurant, which may be why Kansas City's entire restaurant community seemed to feel the loss. The day after the explosion, JJ's co-owner Jimmy Francais was at the site. He had a hard time looking at the burned-out shell of a building that used to be his restaurant.
I've had this restaurant for 28 years. It was a big part of my life. So that's why I'm facing this way, not facing that way, because I don't want to look at it.
While Francais surveys the loss, various agencies are investigating the events leading up to the explosion, which was caused when construction workers laying fiber optic cable pierced a gas line shortly before 5 p.m. They called the fire department. But fire officials were called off when workers from Missouri Gas Energy arrived shortly after. The fire department is expected to issue their report on the explosion this week. A deeper investigation will be conducted by the Missouri Public Service Commission, which regulates MGE, and by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Meanwhile, the other co-owner of JJ's restaurant has one word to describe his employees: heroes. We'll hear from some of those employees and regulars in a few minutes. But first, KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports on how those bartenders, busboys, a hostess, and others were the last ones out of that burning building.
They didn't know it at the time, but for JJ's workers, that 1 hour from 5 to 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening was a countdown to chaos. Dave Francais, co-owner of JJ's with his brother Jimmy, says the restaurant's manager was working in the wine vault earlier in the day, so he and other employees didn't smell the gas until mid-afternoon. By 5 o'clock, they received the first of several visits by fire and utility officials.
But it was the fire department sometime around 5 o'clock saying, just open the doors up and let it air out.
A few minutes later, the fire department came back to tell those in the restaurant that they were waiting for Missouri Gas Energy to get a backhoe so the utility could fix the problem. Then around 5:30, MGE officials came into the restaurant and told JJ's manager, Matt Nichols, that the backhoe had arrived and they would soon start digging.
And Matt said then, shortly after that, another group from the people from MGE came back in with these sensor tester sniffer things and said the levels are too high, you need to evacuate everybody.
That was roughly 5:45. So the workers went table to table and person to person in the bar and told patrons to leave. With everyone out, the workers were trying to evacuate when the building blew up at about 6 o'clock. We now know it was 6:04. A fireball can be seen in surveillance video erupting from the site, and residents blocks away said the explosion was so powerful it felt like an earthquake. JJ's building was collapsing on the workers.
Our general manager, Matt, said that the wall, he just kind of outraced the wall as it came down on him. And our folks behind the bar indicated similar stories that the wall was coming on to them as they were trying to get out.
One of those workers didn't make it out. The last few to get out of the burning building had to climb over a pile of debris lodged in the front door. Dave Francais has a word for that.
They are heroes. You know, they got every single, they got every single patron out of there. And they did what they were supposed to do. You know, these aren't trained emergency service providers. These are waiters and busboys and cooks and managers and bartenders, and they took care of every single customer and got them out of there. I think that's pretty miraculous.
Peggy Lowe, KCUR News.
I'm Alana Gordon, here a few blocks from JJ's on the plaza. Judging by the lineup at the bar of this place, you'd think we were at JJ's. A lot of regulars have met up at Colvine's the night after the fire, including Jim Potter.
You know, we just wanted to come out and show them that we supported them, we care about them. I mean, we're concerned about their well-being.
The community surrounding JJ's is a close-knit bunch. Kevin T., Deanna Farbstein, again Jim Potter, and Patty Nast, all regulars, reflect on what the restaurant has meant to them.
We lost a fun place. It was as comfortable as any human being could ever ask to be comfortable when they left their home.
It is definitely the place where deals happen, people meet. Every time you go in, you see at least seven people that you know.
I think I'm kind of a newcomer to JJ's as far as the regulars go. I've been only down there for about 15 years. And, you know, it's kind of like family.
Patty, can you fill anything else in?
It was Cheers.
Great Cheers bar.
Yeah, it was our corner bar.
A lot of people, staff especially, are still in shock and find it difficult to talk about what happened. This is a place for them to gather, and area restaurants have provided dinner. Jim Ligon wasn't working at JJ's Tuesday night, but he's been a bartender there for several years.
I honestly don't think I've really processed the fact that JJ's is gone. It's weird looking at the footage today and seeing, like, just everything in rumbles, you know, and thinking, like, wow, I was just there on the patio having a drink, you know, and now it's gone.
For Ligon, JJ's was more than a paycheck.
It's the kind of place where I definitely look forward to going to work every day because I knew exactly who I would see. I knew exactly what they were drinking. We get to talk about their days and their weekend. And, you know, it's like just catching up with friends more than a job, you know.
Ligon was at home when the explosion happened. But he said he could imagine exactly who was there hanging out that evening. It was that kind of place. Ligon says since then, being able to connect with the JJ's community has been essential. He and others formed a command center at a bar in Westport during the day and have turned to each other as they try to come to terms with what happened and the death of a colleague.
So today has just been catching up with people. You know, obviously our thoughts are with Megan Kramer and her family. It's undeniable loss, you know. But also focused on the fact that it could have been so much incredibly worse. And feel fortunate for the people that did make it out and the people that we do have today, and happy that they're all getting treatment and getting, you know, or in better condition today, in better spirits.
Ligon says he and others have also found comfort in the hundreds of Facebook notes and text messages they've received from people in support. There have been several fundraising efforts too. One thing he's not worried about, future employment. A lot of area businesses have reached out to JJ's staff.
Just so many job offers, you know. It just sucks that we're not going to be all together, you know?
Even so, Ligon says he and others are committed to preserving the spirit of the JJ's community. Reporting for KC Currents, I'm Alana Gordon.
Food critic Charles Ferruza hadn't been to JJ's in a couple of years, but he told me that the loss is significant to Kansas City's restaurant scene. We sat down a couple of days after the explosion.
JJ's is one of the last independently owned restaurants on the Country Club Plaza. There used to be lots of them, and over the last, I would say definitely the last decade, there are fewer and fewer and fewer independently owned restaurants on the plaza. And this one had its own character, its own style. It was independent in every possible way.
What did it look like?
Like a charming New York-style bistro.
I'm embarrassed to say that I had never been there.
Well, I hadn't been actually in a long time, but I always liked going there because the service was very good. It was very congenial and very comfortable, and you were always made to feel special there.
And it had a real set of regulars.
I think there were regulars that had been going there and sitting in the same bar stools or sitting in the same table since 1985 when the restaurant opened. I mean, it did have people that loved it so much that they went often, sometimes maybe once or twice a week.
And what was it known for?
It was known for its superb wine list, a legendary wine list. It was known for, they had some dish, and I'm hoping I'm getting this right. I only ate it five or six times, an appetizer called tuxedo shrimp that was so delicious. I'd like to have some right now, actually, that I hope when Jimmy reopens the restaurant, that's the first thing I would want to eat, the tuxedo shrimp.
And it was a place that people would want to take out-of-town guests to?
I used to take some out-of-town guests when I had out-of-town guests. I would like to take them to JJ's because it sort of evoked Kansas City as a cosmopolitan, interesting, vibrant city that other restaurants on the plaza really didn't do.
And I understand that some of that was due to Jimmy Francais, the owner.
Jimmy Francais is one of the most charismatic charming, interesting restaurateurs in the city. He really loves the restaurant business, and he really loves his customers. I've never seen a restaurateur so kind to his customers.
So what's the loss to Kansas City?
Well, I think it's a great loss, and I think it's a great loss for the Country Club Plaza. I think the fact that Jimmy Francais and the employees of JJ's had to put up with that ridiculous mess across the street for so long.
Which, that was the West Edge Plaza, which was originally going to be the Bernstein Rain building and then became a new project.
And you know, seemingly has taken forever and ever and ever to finish. And it really did, I believe, hurt JJ's business for a long, long time. And, you know, the fact that this happened now makes it a double tragedy.
And you mentioned that wine collection that's lost, too.
And can never be replaced. I'm sure it can never be replaced. And I think that's a horrible loss for Kansas City, and especially a loss for wine lovers who loved going there.
Do you know if the servers there had a particular relationship with each other that doesn't exist at other restaurants, or is it really emblematic of?
I think it's more emblematic. I think every great restaurant has a serving staff that operates as a well-oiled machine, that really fabulous teamwork. And a lot of the servers and bartenders, I should say, and managers at JJ's had been there for a long, long time and cared a lot for each other and really were a wonderful team. And the loss of that team, I think, is just a horrible tragedy.
That was Charles Ferruzza, who reviews restaurants for The Pitch and hosts KCUR's Food Critics on Central Standard Fridays.